Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Count Your Blessings. I wrote today's lesson because I'm feeling a heaviness in the air. I'm not sure if it's because of our prolonged recessionary period, the fact that so many people are struggling financially, the long cold winter, or a combination of these points. But whatever the reasons are, I feel it's time to put things in perspective and focus on our blessings. If you're struggling right now and you think your life stinks, I bet the Haitian woman in the photo accompanying this post would trade with you in a heartbeat. Take a couple minutes and imagine her life. Sleeping on the ground every night trying to keep her children warm. No access to clean drinking water. Standing in long lines for food. Getting soaked every time it rains and not having a change of clothes, toilet paper, or even a toothbrush. Yes, your life may not be turning out exactly the way you'd envisioned it would, but if you're reading or listening to this on your computer, you have it a whole lot better than the 5 billion people who don't have the simple luxury of having a computer. If a mother and father raised you, you have it better than the 132 million orphans who didn't have that opportunity. If you can see, you have it better than the 40 million people who are blind. If you can walk, you have it better than the 250,000 Americans who are paralyzed. If your home gets foreclosed on and you have to sleep in your car, you're luckier than the 5 billion people who don't have a car. When you're crying in the shower about a problem, be happy you're standing in a shower. Over 1 billion people don't have this ordinary convenience. Next time you want to complain about your job, just remember the 239 million adults who wished they had a job to complain about. No matter how bad you think your life is, stop to consider that you have it better than the 775 million illiterate people who wouldn't be able to read this post if it was written in their native language. If you will focus on all the things that you are truly blessed to have rather than the problems or what you don't have, you'll be happier and have a better outlook on your life. This change in attitude will improve everything, your career, your relationships, and your self-esteem. After all, it's almost impossible to advance your life forward when you obsess about your problems. If you're currently going through a difficult period, remember that you are in control of your thoughts and actions. You can choose to continue to wallow in your disappointments, or you can take control of your life, turn the page on this chapter, and begin to write the next one. Regardless of whether you feel like your life is like a bowl of cherries or it seems like you've been run over by a Mack truck, take 10 minutes today and write down everything for which you are thankful. If you struggle to come up with a long enough list, just think of your daily routine and your possessions and visualize the people of Haiti and their lives. And remember, when we stop to consider all the ways our lives have been blessed, we can be grateful for what we have.